Parts of our region are truly bicycle happy. With bike lanes on the streets and many bicycle pathways off the streets, there are lots of places to ride a bike for pleasure or for transportation, to work, to shopping, you name it. Ashland, the city of Ashland, certainly has a bunch of bicycles and a bunch of riders. Also, some issues with people stealing bicycles. So Ashland police decided to add another tool to the toolbox for investigating bike thefts. Corey Falls is Ashland Police's deputy chief and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Do you have any good figures on the numbers of bikes in town or bikes per capita? I mean, just how bike happy Ashland actually is?
No, I don't have the exact numbers of how many bikes and that are just in town. More of the numbers I have is how many thefts we've received over the last couple of years.
And what does that trend look like?
Well, from January to September of 2012, we had 91 bicycle thefts. Well, this year, during that same time frame, it's gone up to about 112.
Which is a significant increase, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost a 20% increase.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ashland can be a very trusting town. Are all the stolen bikes locked up?
No. And we've identified this and as a problem. We have a lot of thefts, and we have a lot of thefts in general. But bicycles are certainly on the rise. They're an easy target. A lot of them are not locked up, although some are, but the majority of the ones are left unsecured.
All right, so give us some basic bicycle hygiene ideas here for how best to maintain our bicycles so that they don't get stolen.
Sure. Find a good bike lock. That's the first thing. People aren't afraid to take bicycles off people's porch, too. Sometimes you feel like your front porch or your back porch are a safe place, but put your bicycle inside for the evening. If you have a garage, place it inside the garage or find a place in your home that you can just have it for the evening, because bikes that are sitting out that are unlocked are an easy target.
Absolutely. And what did you recommend in the way of locks? Lock which part of the bike and to what?
You want to lock the frame to something that's secured and locked down as well. I don't recommend bike locks. I don't know. I'm not going to give a certain brand out there.
All right. Fair enough.
But certainly there's different ones out there. But I think for the most part, you want to lock the frame to something that is very secured.
Just in terms of, I'm not asking for brand names here, but types of locks. I mean, cable versus the kind that actually have the really hard, the metal frame lock.
Sure. I think for the most part, the hard frame locks are much more difficult. In the past, I know some of those cable locks, if someone has a heavy set of cutters or something, they can defeat that. So the heavier set is I think would be better, but anything to secure your bike is going to deter somebody from just having an easy target.
What's the general recovery rate in bicycle thefts? I mean, honestly, when you talked about the front porch issue, I don't live in Ashland, but yeah, my kid left his bike on the front porch, and it was one of the freestyle bikes, and it's long gone.
Yeah.
What's the recovery rate generally in bicycle thefts?
It's not very high. I don't know what the exact percentage is. A lot of the problem is not everybody, and I don't always do this either, is you don't always jot down the serial number of what your bicycle is, so it's hard to, when someone reports it, they can report the make and model, but not necessarily have a serial number. So if it shows up in the next city over, next town or whatever, we may not always have a serial number to match up, so that makes it more difficult for us. So I would encourage people to write down the serial number. It's usually, if you turn your bike upside down, it's on the frame right at the bottom. Jot that down, because if we take a stolen report, we can enter that into our law enforcement database. If it shows up in another city and they run that number, then they can match it up with the city of Ashland. So that helps a lot. But our recoveries, percentage-wise, they're not that great.
So what was the tool that the Ashland Police recently picked up, Deputy Chief Falls, to try to combat the bike thefts?
We found an anti-theft device, and we were surprised because actually any citizen, I could believe, could log on to the internet and find these different anti-theft devices to use. So it's something for the public too. We found this device. It comes in different styles and looks, and it's a bike part that can be mounted on the bike. And when it's moved, it can be tracked. And we found that to be fairly successful since deploying it on some of the bikes in our town.
Is it a GPS tracking system, something like that?
Yeah, it's a tracking system that where there's a trigger. As soon as the bike moves, we can start tracking that live, and then we can track down where the bike is.
Deputy Chief Corey Falls is with the Ashland Police. We're talking about bicycle thefts and this new device that they're now deploying to try to stop bicycle thefts in Ashland, or at least to be able to recover bicycles. You can join our discussion on the exchange. Our phone number here, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Deputy Chief, it sounded like you were struggling just a little bit to not identify which part of the bike this is.
Well, it can look like any part of the bike.
Really?
Yeah. So depending on what type of what object you want to buy, so it's not something that I don't know. It's not something like a GPS system or something would look like.
It's not a little box that looks like something handheld electronics.
Exactly. It's not like some electronic system sitting out there that you'd be like, I wonder what that is.
Okay. Which probably helps then. So
right.
How has it been deployed thus far then?
So we've deployed this on bikes, and then we've put bikes in various places in the city, because we don't have one identified place in the city where bike thefts are worse than the other. It's worse. It's bad everywhere. So we've deployed it all over the city, and it's the first week it was out. It was taken 5 times.
Wow. And this is scattered across several parts of town, you say?
Yes.
All right. Well, all right. That doesn't make it any easier then to figure out where bike thefts are happening more often.
No. And when we've seen the 112 over the last year in the city, they've been everywhere. So,
all right. Let us take a call. We have Mike in Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Deputy Police Chief Corey Falls. We're talking about bike thefts.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I was just wondering. This is a cool device. It sounds like for bikes.
Mm-hmm.
How might it apply to vehicles?
Oh, yeah, there's.
And I can take the answer off the phone.
All right, thanks for that, Mike. Appreciate it.
I know there's certain devices that agencies use for vehicles only, and once again, I don't know what name brand that would be, but there are devices that people can use for vehicles.
All right, but with these particular things that look like bicycle parts, and you say you can order different ones that look like different parts of the bicycle?
Yes.
And so let me understand. So people can order them individually, and the City of Ashland Police Department does have at least one of its own?
Yes.
All right. And how much do they cost?
It's not much at all. I want to say it's like $150.
Mm-hmm. And then how is there software that comes with it that allows you to do the tracking, or is it something that just sends out a good enough signal you can pick it up through? I mean, how much work has to go on the other end of the reception of the signal?
Yeah, not very much work at all. That's the nice part about it, because we didn't have to buy any software. So when you buy the part, the company that we've gone through, they will track it for you. So all you have to do is log on.
All right. And how much distance were the bikes traveling? And have you actually caught somebody through this process?
Oh, yeah. We've caught, the first week it was out, I think we arrested 5 people. So, and it's just, once it's moving, it's just a matter of logging on, seeing where it's moving, and then deploying our officers to the area where it is. But not real far distances.
Mm-hmm. And what is the penalty for stealing a bicycle?
It's a theft charge. We're mm-hmm. charging them with theft 2 is what we have.
All right. And is there anything involving a bicycle that would ever bump it up to theft one?
Yeah, that's going to just depend on the price. If the bicycle's over $750,
all right,
it would be a theft one.
Let us take a call here. We have, looks like, Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Ashland's Deputy Police Chief, Corey Falls.
Howdy.
Hi.
In our town, the police have been putting your either your Oregon ID or driver's license number right next to the serial number of the bike, taking the make, model, and serial number down, and putting it in their files. And they told me this goes into a nationwide system, so even if it's found in California, you know, they know whose bike it is. But I've done this and still had about 5 different bikes stolen and only one of them returned. And that was by the University of Oregon security people rather than the police. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is the police don't put a high priority on catching bike thieves. They've got enough stuff on their plates to, you know, that rate's pretty low. So,
all right, so let's get these questions.
How much real effort do you guys put into actually trying to solve these crimes?
All right, thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it.
Well, this is it. This is our effort. We're trying to make it known that we have a device on bikes, and this is why we wanted to go to the media. Also, we had different discussions. Should we keep this, you know, and just start trying to arrest as many people as we can? But no, this is our effort, is to, one, let the public know that we are putting devices on bicycles, where if you steal it, we have a good likelihood of tracking you down and arresting you. And we want that information to get out in the community so people will think twice about taking bikes in our town. So this is our effort. Our effort is getting this anti-theft device, putting it on bicycles, putting it all around town, putting the word out. You better think twice every time you think about taking a vehicle, a bicycle.
Do you know anything about this national database that Steve was talking about?
I think it's just what he's talking about is when we can enter stolen property and into NCIC, the national.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So,
crime statistics around the country, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Have people been beginning to, since you have made the media outreach with the bicycle theft, anti-theft device, have people been expressing a lot of interest in using it themselves?
I haven't heard to me. It doesn't stop people from going online and seeing what's out there. So if they are, they're not saying anything to us.
All right. So how does somebody get to use the Ashland Police's version of this device?
Well, nobody can use our device. We're just using it right now because we're still trying to proactively get our bicycle out there and use it. So ours is not something that the public can use. If the public wants to get something, they'd have to get it themselves.
Okay, got it. So is it like decoy bikes you're putting out in places, leaving unlocked or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Interesting process. We'll find out more about it down the road and see what the success rate has been in getting that rate of theft down. Corey Falls is Ashland Police's Deputy Chief. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Let us shift back to our fall fund drive mode here. Charlotte Durin can fire up her microphone as well and let you know where we stand with our fund drive efforts here.
Well, we are creeping along. We still have a long way to go, but it looks like we just, we're in the midst of 57,000. So we can get to 58,000 by the end of the exchange. That would be a pretty good goal to have.
I would think so. And I want to thank some people here. Andy Perello of Medford listens to news and information, really finds the balance and opinions incredibly valuable. Well, thank you for that, Andy. Bill Ballou in Ashland. Bill, good to hear from you. Sent in his pledge as well.
And a big thank you to Robert Davidson of Montague. Robert says, grateful there is something of true value on the radio. Thank you so much, Robert, for your pledge of support. Today is a good day to make that pledge. If you're someone who's never pledged before, it's New Member Friday. Make that pledge of support, and it will be met with an extra $25 pledge here at JPR. So make that pledge today, 888-552-6191.
So it's the basic membership level we're talking about. So you sign up for a $45 pledge, you get your membership for 1 year, and then Peter Sage, a longtime friend of JPR, writes a check for all those new members today times $25. $25 added to each new membership, which is just great. So if you come in at 45, you're basically getting a $70 value for your expenditure. If you come in at 100, you're going to get 125. You can do the math yourself, but it really does add up, and it brings in a lot of new members, which is one of our goals. We want 500 new members this and every drive because we really need to increase the people. If we can just get more people giving, then fewer people feel like they have to give a whole lot. As we often say, we're not looking for one person to pledge $190,000. We're looking for 190,000 people to pledge $1. Have you got that? Have you got $5? $5 for a month, maybe? Something like that? Let us know. Give us a call, 888-552-6191 or ijpr.org to make that pledge of support so we can continue public radio the way we do it now. Val and Joy Dutson from Ashland, thank you so much for your pledge. Catherine Sloan of Medford, in memory of her dog Zoe, another pet pledge we call these. Thanks so much for that, Catherine.
And a big thank you to Lori Sager of Ashland. Lori says, thank Peter Sage for the new member support, and thank Maria, Abby, and Barbara. Well, thank you, Lori. And a big thank you to David Walton of Medford for your pledge of support. We really can't do it without you guys. We're looking for 500 new members this fund drive. If you're that person out there who's never made a pledge, it's your time. Call in 888-552-6191, or you can pledge online at ijpr.org.
And thank you.